Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and you have me in a basement.
I do. This is a side bar in Grand Rapids, and this is one of my favorite kinds of bars. It's definitely got that speakeasy vibe. It shares an entrance with a pizza shop. There's only 18 seats inside and some really great drinks. So we are here today with Duncan McCarger, and he's mixing up a drink for us with some great Grand Rapids spirits.
Well, first, Duncan, what's the name of the drink?
So this is the Resolute Sour.
Tell me about the Michigan ingredients.
So we are using Long Road's bourbon. We actually got lucky enough to hang out with the guys from Long Road and sit down, do a full taste through of all of the bourbons that they were mixing up, because they had a couple different mash bills when they were making their bourbon. So we sat down with them, and we actually ended up picking up a whole barrel. So we have like our own sort of like sidebar select single barrel of their bourbon. Really great stuff. A little bit hotter, like got some really nice, wonderful, spicy cereal notes, and I just really love it.
And that's not the only distiller represented in this drink.
No. I mean, we wanted to showcase the whole sort of Grand Rapids feel, so we also went with some of the barrel-aged top-finish gin from Gray Skies. And that stuff is just delightful. I mean, it's a lighter barrel finish, so you're going to get some vanilla notes. And then they also add in some hops, so it's got a wonderful sort of just extra botanical to sort of really play off the juniper. And, I mean, come on, it's Grand Rapids. Like, barrel finished, hop, it's great.
Right, got to have that in Beer City.
Mm-hmm. How do you make the drink?
So we start in a tin. We do an ounce a piece of the Gray Skies hop finished gin and then the Long Road barrel bourbon. Do a half ounce of 2-to-1 rich simple syrup and then a half ounce a piece of lemon and lime to play off both the bourbon and the gin. That goes in, we go through and we do a wet shake with ice, then we strain all that out and dump the ice, we add our egg whites in, and then we do what's called a dry shake. And so we shake that again to help emulsify, get that nice fluffy top on there, and then that all gets double strained into a coupe.
Right, and one thing I noticed when you were mixing this up for us is that you have a really unique shake, and bartenders, their shakes are kind of like their fingerprints, right? Every bartender has their own way of mixing a drink, and I thought yours was really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So I like to think about what's going on the inside of that tin. Like here we have to use, our mixing ice is a little bit smaller, it's pretty angular, so I want to make sure that that ice isn't just sort of like banging up and down off the top of the tins. Like I'm trying to get for sort of a circular or like a figure eight motion, so my arm, it almost feels like a train wheel, like, you know, like the bar on a train that drives the wheels forward. It kind of looks like that. And then for the dry shake, I like to do two different types. One is like a really wide sort of up and down just to like really, really aerate those eggs. And then a shorter one to sort of break apart any of those bubbles so we get like a really fine foam on the top.
That's one of the things that I love about sitting at the bar when I go out or in a place like this where pretty much every seat can see the bar is that great bartending is a kind of theater and it's really fun to watch that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's no fun to just have somebody go away with your drink order, come back with the drink. How was it made? What do they do? And quite frankly, bartenders have some of the best personalities, most of them anyway.
Well, thank you very much. You're too kind.
All right, let's take a sip of the Resolute Sour and see what it's like. You already did, didn't you?
No words. I did. Did already. So it's a really interesting drink. One of the things that are great about these cocktails that have split bases, two different spirits, is that they don't taste like anything else, right? So here we've got gin and bourbon, things we don't necessarily think about putting together, but they play off really nicely with the citrus, and that egg white kind of rounds everything out. It's a great drink, really unique, really really tasty.
I'm going to take a sip before you drink it all, though. So I was looking for that hop. It's really, really in the background, and it's
nice
just barely there, but you can taste it. But it's like it's just a really good sour. I mean, that's basically what you have to say about it. It's more complex than a regular whiskey sour, and I think, you know, a lovely drink.
Cheers.